Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that hits hard in a future jungle track without sounding cheap or painfully bright. An air horn hit with warm, tape-style grit, using only Ableton Live 12 stock tools. The big idea here is simple. An air horn should feel like part of the record, not a random effect slapped over the top. In jungle and drum and bass, especially in future jungle, the horn often plays the role of a mid-range statement. It's like a shout, a riff, or a vocal chop all rolled into one. So instead of just making it louder, we're going to shape it so it feels aged, heated up, and glued into the mix. First, start with a clean horn sample and trim it down. If it's a long sample, tighten the start so the transient lands immediately and the useful bark happens fast. In a 174 BPM track, that matters a lot. You want the horn to punch in, say its piece, and get out before it smears into the next drum phrase. If you're working in simpler, put the sample in one-shot mode. Keep the attack super short, usually 0 to a few milliseconds. Use a decay that feels quick and musical, somewhere around 120 to 350 milliseconds depending on the sample. If the horn tail is too long, shorten it. If there's any click at the start, nudge the clip or soften it with a tiny fade. The goal is a staccato, emphatic hit that behaves more like a drum accent than a sustained lead. Now for the color. Add saturator next. This is where the horn starts to feel warm and slightly worn, like it's passed through old hardware or a tape chain. Start with a moderate drive, maybe around plus 3 to plus 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just making it louder. We want density, not just gain. Listen for the horn thickening in the mids and losing some of that brittle, digital edge. If it gets too spiky, back the drive off a bit and let soft clip do some of the work. If it turns into a flat brick, you've gone too far. The sweet spot is when the horn feels more alive, more forward, and a little more rude, but still has a clear attack. Next, clean up the tone with EQ8. Think of this as shaping the horn so it sits in the track instead of fighting it. Usually you'll want a gentle high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz to remove unnecessary low junk. If the horn is biting too hard, try a small cut around 2.5 to 5 kHz. That's often where the snare crack and harsh horn energy can collide. And if the top end feels too glossy or digital, a subtle shelf cut above 10 or 12 kHz can help give it that more tape horn feel. Keep those moves small. You're not trying to redesign the sample from scratch. You're just carving out the harshness so it lands with attitude and leaves space for the kick, snare, hats, and bass to do their jobs. After that, glue it together with compression. The glue compressor is a great choice here, because it can make the horn feel like one solid event instead of a spike with a tail. Start with a medium attack, maybe 3 to 10 milliseconds, and a release in the auto range or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually enough. Aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. You're looking for firmness and control, not squash. This is a good mastering-minded move too. If the horn is too dynamic, it can pop out in a way that makes the whole drop feel uneven. A little compression helps it sit inside the mix and keeps the master from feeling brittle when the impact hits. Now let's add a touch of movement. This part is optional, but it can make the horn feel more alive and a little more ravey. Try a very light chorus ensemble, or if you want a grittier vintage edge, a subtle facer flanger. Keep the mix low, the rate slow, and the depth modest. We're talking about just enough movement to suggest dusty hardware, not enough to make the horn wobble around like it's seasick. If the motion starts pulling focus, back it down immediately. In drum and bass, the groove needs to stay tight. The horn should support the rhythm, not blur it. Now check the width. Air horns can sound huge when widened, but you need to keep the low mids under control and make sure the sound stays mono safe. Put utility near the end of the chain. You can widen it a little, maybe around 80 to 120% depending on the source, but don't overdo it. If the horn has any low mid weight that spreads too much, narrow it a bit instead. Always check in mono. If the horn collapses or loses too much power, the widening is probably too aggressive or too phase heavy. In that case, back off the modulation and rely more on saturation and EQ for excitement. In a DNB drop, the kick and sub need to stay centered and solid. The horn can be wide-ish, but it should never mess with that foundation. Once the chain is feeling right, resample it. This is a big workflow move. Bounce the processed horn to a new audio track, so you can chop it, reverse it, automate it, and arrange it quickly without carrying a big live effects chain around. It's also easier on the CPU, which matters when your project starts filling up with drums, bass layers, reverb sends, and edits. After resampling, trim it tightly and make a few versions if you want. A Dritish hit, a wider hit, a darker hit, a more aggressive version for the big phrase change. This is how a single horn sample becomes real arrangement material instead of just a sound design experiment. Now think about automation. This is where the horn starts becoming part of the story of the track. You can automate saturator drive for a little more aggression in the second half of a drop. You can brighten the horn slightly in a pre-drop and darken it once the full drop lands. You can automate width so it opens up in sparse moments and tightens when the drums and bass get busy. You can even automate reverb for just the intro or a transition moment, then pull it out of the way once the groove hits. A good arrangement might look like this. In the first 8 bars, the horn is teased with a bit of filtering and maybe some space. In bars 9 through 16, it comes in drier and hits on the drop cue. Then in the next phrase, it answers the snare or break edits. Later, you swap in a more processed version for a switch-up that keeps the listener engaged and makes the horn feel like part of the composition, not just a looped effect. A couple of key teacher notes here. Treat the horn like a mid-range instrument, not just a special effect. If it feels flat but loud, don't just keep pushing volume. Add harmonic contrast first. A tiny bit more saturation, then gentle tone shaping, usually sounds more alive than smashing one processor harder. Also, don't let the horn fight the snare crack. If they're both living in the same upper mid area, carve a little room in the horn rather than boosting the snare into harshness. And check the horn with the bass at full drop level. If it suddenly feels thin when the bass is in, you may have carved away too much body while trying to tame the top. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build 3 versions of the same horn hit in Ableton. 1 clean version with just trimming and a high pass. 1 warm grit version with saturator, eq, light compression, and subtle width. And 1 denser drop version where you add a little modulation and resample it into a fresh audio clip. Then place those versions in an 8-bar DNB loop and compare how each one changes the energy. Listen at low volume and listen in mono. That's where the truth shows up. The best horn is not the brightest one or the loudest one. It's the one that keeps its attitude, supports the drums and bass, and feels like it belongs in the track's emotional language. So the recap is this. Trim the horn tight. Add tape-style grit with saturator. Clean up harshness with EQ8. Glue it lightly with compression. Add only subtle motion. Keep the width controlled and mono safe. Resample once it feels right. And always think like a mix engineer and a mastering engineer at the same time. Character is great, but clarity and headroom are what make the whole drop hit harder. If your horn feels warm, gritty, controlled, and properly embedded in the breakbeat and bassline, then you've nailed the future jungle vibe.